speaking of artists and albums and all that great stuff, we have to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And we're joined by Gavin in the studio for this album review that I'm very excited for. Hi, Gavin.
Hi. How's it going with everybody?
Hello. Great. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the artist and the album that you chose to interview for
us. Yeah, so I interviewed 21 Savage's new album this week, American Dream. And it's crazy because 21 Savage, you know, we've been hearing about him in the news seemingly forever, and he's dropping feature after feature. He seems like he's always big every single year, but he actually hasn't dropped a solo album in 6 years. And 2018 was the last one. Crazy that 2018 was that far ago, but
right? Yeah. I was like, man, that was 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But he's back now with American Dream. And back in 2016, too, when he first started coming on the scene, he described the type of music he makes as murder music. And that's kind of what people have come to get used to with him. Mm-hmm. So if that's the kind of 21 Savage you'd like to hear, that's exactly what he has in store for this album. But
Okay. So what about the features? I thought I heard maybe some big names on features like Travis Scott, but is there any other features?
Yes, there's a Travis Scott feature. There is also a Doja Cat feature, which is really cool because their two styles play really well together because they're both very different.
Right.
There's also a little Dirk feature, which they go back and forth all the time across each other's songs. So it's very cool to see them pop up.
Right.
And what I really love, too, is that on the second half of the album, 21 Savage does a lot more R&B and rap songs. So he has like Brent Faiyaz on there, Maria the Scientist.
Nice.
He has Summer Walker. Summer Walker's on there. And it's a lot more, he's trying a lot more different things with this project, which I think is very cool to see him do.
Ooh, I love that because I love 21. I feel like of his features are amazing. All of his solo work, you know, his solo work is sometimes a hit or a miss for me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering with this album.
I'll definitely have to check out that one with Summer Walker. I think those two together would be so good.
Those are two that I was like, ooh, they need to make a song together for sure. And Doja. I'm very interested about that song for sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check out this album more, but I know it's pretty new, so I don't know. I'll definitely have to get into it more.
Right, for sure. What about some favorite songs on the album?
I definitely love the more R&B-esque kind of vibes that he was going for, like later on the back half of the album.
Right.
My favorite songs were kind of more in those lanes. So the song Dark Days on the End, which is the one with Maria the Scientist, the one Red Sky, which was the closing track, that song was fantastic as well. And then also Should've Worn a Bonnet with Brent Faiyaz on there was another one of my favorites too.
Okay, I love that. But of course, we usually play a song from the album for you guys, but unfortunately this one's a little too new, so we don't have it just yet. But since 21 is known for his features, we figured we'd give you guys a new featured song that 21 is a part of. So this is Tiësto featuring 21 Savage and Bia with Both right here on New Music Monday. Check it out. Tiësto featuring 21 Savage and Bia with Both right here on New Music Monday for our album review for 21's album, American Dream. Gavin, any more final points about this album or anything that stood out to you?
Yeah, I just want to say if you haven't given a listen to the album yet and you love 21 Savage's typical like dark trap, melodic kind of rap, I would definitely check it out. Or if you want to hear him try to make some new stuff, or I would check that out too, because there's both of the two different vibes going on in this album. So it's very cool to see that.
For sure. Absolutely love that. And the full album review will be posted to our website, WZND.com. So you could check out the full thing there. Thank you so much, Gavin, for joining us.
Happy being here.